Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7:34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad our good friend Andrew Goss is here. Andy's a great member of our Brain Trust expert, one of the top experts in the world on monetary issues, especially numismatic coins. He's one of the world's experts on that, and he's a publisher of the newsletter The World of Money. He's the author of a couple of books, The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, among others, and he's our good friend Andy. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Andy, part of the news, let's get to the news first. Yesterday, I guess it was, President Trump said something I'd never heard him say before. He actually endorsed, gave support for Yellen, Chairwoman Yellen of the Fed, and who's, by the way, who, folks, as you know, this is the Fed started meeting yesterday, and they're finishing up their another two-day meeting today, and that's what we're talking about today with Andrew. And he actually endorsed her pretty much and said, yeah, I like what she's doing, and you know, there's a good chance I'll keep her. What do you think?
Yeah, she's doomed.
Oh. Kiss of death, huh? Well, and then
yeah, that was it.
Almost
yeah.
In the same breath, though, he said, "Well, you know," and he doesn't know it, but this Cohen guy that works with me in the White House, he's a prospect
yeah.
too, right? Gary Cohen, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who's getting the job, in my opinion. I mean, if you look at his credentials, now Mr. Trump seems to have surrounded himself with Goldman Sachs alum.
Yeah,
and.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, Goldman Sachs is arguably the best central bank owner on the planet. I don't think there's another bank out there that has the sort of influence and pull that they do, with so many of their colleagues spread around government and even around the world. You know, Mario Draghi of
yep.
the ECB is a former yep. Goldman guy. There are Goldman people everywhere. So it only... I'm torn, obviously, the idea that this one bank could have so many of its people in government and vice versa. People from government leave and go to work for Goldman Sachs. So it does speak to their influence.
It's a little creepy. As good as they are, as smart as they are, as capable as they are, it also
yeah.
has a heavy creep factor.
Well, it does, because remember that Goldman Sachs is one of the primary owners of the New York Federal Reserve Bank,
right.
which is our fiscal agent.
Right.
And that is a bit of a conflict of interest there, in my view. But, you know, if it suits the president, then that's what being president's all about.
Well, I don't want to get too controversial here, but there are other things that concern me. The fact that no one has ever been prosecuted for anything that happened in 2008.
Yeah.
What about what's his name? The MF Global, what's the guy's name there? Remember?
John Corzine of MF Global. Yeah.
He squandered billions of dollars or stole something of client money. He's still walking around outside. Nobody's. I mean,
well,
I mean, doesn't that trouble you? Doesn't that smell like oligarch to you?
Yeah, well, former Goldman Sachs guy, right? He was
exactly.
the vice chairman.
That's my point.
Goldman Sachs.
Doesn't that smell like oligarchy to you?
Oh, it does indeed. And it, just looking at the litany of other crimes, the financial crimes and otherwise, that were committed from the 2008 crisis on, I'm very surprised that no one has gone to jail.
No one. Not one person.
In fact,
what's his name? The former AG said that he feared another crisis if we charged anybody.
Well,
he actually said that out of his mouth.
That was the issue. Yeah, you know, you can't ignore the fact that they have paid $325 billion in fines.
Yeah.
So what you've had is a lot of okay, we're guilty. Here's $20 billion. Okay,
but if you rob a bank and pay a fine, they're not going to keep you out of jail, Andrew. They're going to put you in jail and fine.
Well. That's you and I. So
yeah,
we don't. I haven't worked for Goldman Sachs. Maybe that's my.
You and I aren't part of the oligarchs. They have a plan, but we're not part of it, right?
Well, I think that's right. Yeah.
So back
yeah,
to Yellen. Back to Yellen. You think Yellen's gone?
Yeah, I think she's gone. And you know, again, her. It's not that she wasn't suited for her job, but she really has a problem with telegraphing the right signals to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So this, we're going to raise rates. We're not going to raise rates. Mm-hmm. We're unwinding the balance sheet. We're not going to unwind the balance sheet. Even Jamie Dimon has said that to think for a moment. Now, right, he's the head of J.P. Morgan. He said to think for a moment that we're going to be able to unwind the Fed's balance sheet without causing the sorts of problems
right.
that we ran from in the first place is naive.
Look what happened to unwinding the Y2K money. That was just a few billion dollars.
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't 4 trillion, that's for sure.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. So, okay, so you heard it here first, folks. Andy Goss says Yellen's out and Cohen's in. We'll see how that plays out. 20 till, right back. We come back, we're going to talk about what would happen. What's the impact? What are the implications of unwinding that $4 trillion Fed balance sheet?
If you run a business, you know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.